Don't forget Life's magazine now, last month. To see where he predicted what would happen, and they're standing there, witnessing sure or not it wasn't there. Even science knows nothing about it. They wondered why it could be, but it is. Now look, I'm going to take a new scripture tonight. The Bible said that Jesus Christ is a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Is that right, brother?
Right.
That's the scripture. Now, if he is a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities, now, if you touched him, he would act, if he is the same as he was, he would act as he did then. Because he can't, that's the only way you ever know him is by his action. See? Any hypocrite can put scars in his hand, and blood or what more. But a life is what tells it. See? I could take a tree and tie leaves on it out here of a different tree, but what kind of fruit does it put forth? Now, Christ's life live in you, then if that first life that come out of that branch, now he has no hands now but yours and mine. He has no voice but mine. See, the vine doesn't bear fruit, the branch bears fruit. And if the branch that bore in the first limb that come out of that grapevine, as I said, they wrote a book of Acts behind it. If it ever puts forth another original vine, you'll write another book of Acts behind it. It'll be the same spirit because it's the same life in the entire vine. Every branch it bears will be that. Now I want you to notice something. As we sit here, how many of you believe that Christ is here? How many of you sick? Raise your hand. How many of you believe that you have faith enough that if you'd touch his garment, he'd act in the same way? I ain't going to call no prayer line. This is called for this life to come from here. That's quite a challenge, but you got a lot of faith now. You better God will honor it. Now I'm going to look over the audience. And I want to see if there's somebody that I know in the audience. I know Brother Tracy Bootlegger sitting here. This brother here, I've got a claim with these ministers right along here. One minister back in the back there. Outside of that, upon the authority of my Bible, get over my heart. I don't swear because the Bible said not to do it. But by my Bible and my heart, I lie not. I don't see one more person that I know outside of Jim McGuire. And if I'm not sure, that's a brother that I met at the tabernacle the other day. I just met him. I forget what his name is. He does work at the tabernacle at Jeffersonville. Is that right? Well, that's the only person that I know. And I can see that I know. Now, if Jesus is here and you want to be healed, and you'd ask him, Lord, will you heal me? Here's what, if you stand here with this suit on and he'd give me, he couldn't heal you. He's already done it. See? It was finished at Calvary. The whole world was saved. The whole world was forgiven. Everything happened at Calvary. See? He was wounded for our transgressions. With his stripes we were healed, past him. See? Now the only thing you have to do, it'll never do you no good unless you believe it. Not feel it. Jesus never did say, did you feel it? He said, did you believe it? I've seen people put their hands and say, feel it, feel it, feel it. He never did say that. He said, did you believe it? Faith. Notice. Now, if he is that same high priest, it has to act in the same way. No matter how much he would anoint me, he's got to anoint you too. Say, I do see a man that I know. There's Mr. Way, the man that dropped dead in the church the other day that God brought back to life, sitting right there, and a minister sitting by him that I know, sitting right there by him. But otherwise, yes, I believe I see this brother. This is his brother. And I met down there with the Blackwell family today praying in the home. But you people who believe him and believe that you can touch him, I'm going to ask you something. Now, I'm your brother, just a man, just like your husband, or your brother, your pastor, just a man. And now, it's not out in some dark room like some devil. And a devil don't do that anyhow. You ever hear a devil preach the gospel? Get souls saved and healed. If Satan can cast out Satan and his kingdoms divided against himself, Jesus said. No. But right here, you look and believe that Jesus still remains that same high priest that he was. And you say, Lord Jesus, I'm sick. Or I got a sick mother sitting here, a brother at home. Lord, I can't pay my debt. Help me. I confess all my sins. I'm a sinner. I want to get right with God. Something or another. Ask him, touch him as a high priest, and see if he doesn't act today like he did then. That shows he's with us. Now, I believe he will do it. He's never failed me yet in all these years. I believe him. But you can understand what a challenge that is. But if somebody said, aren't you afraid? No, sir. How can I be afraid of him right here by me? It's his words, not mine. I'm just saying what he said. That's my confession. Confess means say the same thing. The scripture, which is God. God in letter form. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And the Word still is God. And the Word said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's up to him to confirm it. It's worth me to believe it.
Amen.
Now you believe it. Now I want each one of you then, quietly, silently, to offer a prayer to God. Say, Lord God, help me. I know that little old stoop-shouldered man standing up there don't know nothing about me. But you know me. And if you'll just do and repeat a scripture for me tonight, like the woman touched his garment. He didn't actually feel the touch of the hand, because, as I told you, the Palestinian garment's loose. Underneath garment, thick. Big heavy robes. He didn't feel it. And he said, who touched me? And Peter rebuked him, saying, Lord, why? He took him and rebuked him for it. In other words, it sounds insane for you to say it. Everybody's got their arms around you. Patting you on the back. Who touched me? He said, but virtue gone from me. Somebody touched with a different touch. Can you make that touch tonight? I surrender myself. Now remember, I am a total newt to these things outside the kingdom of God. It's just like this microphone. This microphone can't speak. It can only speak when something speaks to it. And we are just like that microphone to this. I don't know you. But it takes something to speak through here. And you believe it. And have faith in God. God will grant it.
Hallelujah.
Do you believe it? I just believe. Have faith. Don't doubt. Believe on the Lord God. I just pray. Be real reverent. And just see. Now, Heavenly Father, I've been speaking at length. There's people sitting here who are eternity-bound people, every one of us. Our heads are bowed to the dust where you took us from, and if you tarry, we will return to that dust. These spirits and souls that's in us must return to you for the judgment. Now, Heavenly Father, we pray that you will honor your word tonight. I spoke of you. Now speak that I have said the truth, Lord. I am your servant. I commit myself to you. And if there be someone in here, Lord, that has that type of faith that could bring forth the manifestation of Jesus Christ to show that the sign that he promised, the last sign to the Gentile church, it would take place. The elect church, like Abraham's group, called out. We see Billy Graham, those men down there in Sodom, calling him out. But we remember the one that stayed with Abraham, give him another sign that the coming son was at hand. Lord, let us see that sign tonight as the man had his back turned to the tent and said, why did Sarah laugh? Jesus said it will repeat again just before the coming of the Son of Man. God manifested in the flesh, in human flesh, through the power of the Holy Spirit, the blood of Jesus Christ. Grant it, Lord, I commit this myself to you for your service. Speak, Lord. Your servants are listening. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I take every spirit in here under my control. For the kingdom of God's sake, for the worship of it. you may. Now, let the Holy Spirit act. Now, is the things that I have said right, or are they not right? Is he remaining Christ? Did he keep his promises wherever two or three are gathered together? I'll be in their midst. A little while in the world, and it will see me no more, yet you'll see me, for I, the personal pronoun, will be with you, even in you. The works that I do shall you also. More than this, for I go to the Father. Is it true?
Amen.
I see that light hanging over the little colored girl there. She is improving. Just remember, she's going to be well. You come from way away from here, you have to sacrifice to get here each night, but don't fear about the child. You found grace with God. She was called the other night. Just believe. Here. Has anybody ever seen that light? Raise your hand. If you have. You see a picture of it. Don't you see it? Look here. Look here. That light emerald color standing right here. Did you see that? Moving. Right here. It's over a woman. She's suffering with diabetes. She's afraid, she believes. God don't let it leave her. She's going to miss it as sure. Mrs. Davis, believe with all your heart. There you are. I've never seen a woman in my life. Here's my hands before God. Ask her if those things, is that true, lady? Or wave your hands like this if that's true.
Amen.
Now who did she touch?
Hallelujah.
Not me. She's 20 yards from me. But she touched the high priest. Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Just have faith. Don't doubt. You believe? Here. Look at her again, right here. Some woman praying. She's suffering with stomach trouble. Something wrong with her legs. Oh, God. Mrs. Cotton, believe with all your heart. Receive your healing. Jesus Christ makes you whole. God in heaven knows I've never seen a woman in my life. What did she touch? Isn't that the same high priest? Why are you suspicious? Don't doubt. Have faith in God. Somebody back in this district. You pray, believe. He's gone all over. There's a lady sitting here praying. She's not praying for herself. She's praying for her son. He has stomach trouble. He's not here. He's in another state. He's from a city called Pontiac, Michigan. Don't fear. He had an ulcerated stomach from a nervous condition. It's lefty. Your faith touched him. That you might know. Here sits a man here, the one who plays this guitar, or what it is. You're suffering with a stomach trouble, too. The devil thought he got by with that, but he didn't. You're healed, sir. Jesus Christ. Thank you. You believe it? Little fellow here setting free from his wife with his hands up. She's suffering with a high asthmatic condition. If you believe that God will heal her, brother, she'll be healed. Amen. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and forever. Ask them people. I've never seen him in my life. Way back over here sits another woman. She's got tumor on the breast. Oh, may she not miss it. Mrs. Patterson, accept your healing. Rise to your feet. Give glory to God. All right. I never seen the woman in my life. God in heaven knows that. What about on them stretchers down there? How about the woman there? Hold your head down. The woman. That's just a woman standing there. She's on a cot. You believe me to be his prophet, his servant? There's a light hanging over that lady. She's suffering with a heart trouble. If you lay there, you'll die. Rise up in the name of Jesus Christ. Take up your bed and go home. You'll get over your heart trouble. You believe God? How many of you believe him? Listen, my friend. A greater than Solomon is here. The high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our feelings. Do you believe him?
Amen.
If that isn't the work that Jesus Christ proved himself to be Messiah by, is that what the scripture says? Say amen.
Amen.
By the way, you're facing a nervous breakdown. Get away from it. Flee for your life. Run quickly. Lay the things that's in the past and look to God. You're a minister of the gospel. I talked to you this morning. You didn't know what it was. I didn't know what it was, but I see it now. You're coming to a breakdown. The devil's putting everything in your mind, trying to get you turned against, even against me. Right. Thus saith the Lord. Forget it. Tell him he's a liar. Accept it right now and that leave you and he'll never come back again. You'll be a I challenge you to believe these things. A man comes to me this morning asking, I didn't know, but I see it like here it is before him. Look at that dark shadow just moving in and out. But now the thing's left him. Right.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. While the Holy Spirit, you're here's handkerchiefs. Let's pray while you hold in prayer. Heavenly Father, we are taught in the Bible that they taken from the body of St. Paul, handkerchiefs and aprons, unclean spirits went out of people and they were healed. And while we're conscious of your presence here, we realize that we're not St. Paul, but you're still Jesus. And it wasn't him in the beginning. It was you. The faith in the people when they seen him prophesy and know that God was with him. Lord, you honor the people's prayers again today by the same means. One writer said when Israel was on its road to the promised land, that the Red Sea cut them off right in the path of duty to the promised land. God looked down through that pillar of fire with angry eyes. The Red Sea got scared and moved back. And Israel went on to the promised land. God, tonight, the people wants that promise. I would above all things that should prosper in good health. And sickness has cut them off. May you look down tonight through the blood of Jesus Christ, and as these handkerchiefs are laid upon the sick in commemoration of this great anointing of the Holy Spirit, Christ manifesting himself here beyond a shadow of doubt, the same Jesus, showing us that he's still alive and raised from the dead. May the sickness get scared when these tokens are laid upon the sick. May he run back and move away and the people be healed. Through Jesus Christ's name. Whiteley, the Bible is right. And if Jesus is willing to come here and make this so manifested to you, so perfectly, beyond any rim of psychology, beyond any rim of emotion, a perfect miracle. A miracle is something cannot be explained. I can see where a man could be a little lame in his foot and could jump up and under an emotion. Right? Well, who could tell him what he's done and where he's come from and what's happened and what will be? And I challenge you, it's never missed the time in the tens of thousands, times thousands around the world. We got a lot of impersonations. I know that has to come, carnal impersonation. That just makes the real thing shine better. That makes Jesus Christ real. Here he is tonight. He's in our midst. The same Holy Spirit that you received, and he lets you speak with tongues and do the things that you've done. That same Holy Spirit giving you that Sodom sign to get out of that kind of stuff. The hour of burning of this world is a hand, a bomb raised on it with a number on it. Flee to Christ quickly. He also said in the scriptures, the last words that fell from his lips, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. You believe that? I'm going to ask, see if you believe it. I wonder if we could run a good old-fashioned Arkansas fast line here for a minute. Would you believe it? Would you like to see that? Hands laid on you? Would you like to have that? I don't know how we'll govern it. I doubt we could do it. You think we could? I don't know how we will, but we can try. If you'll be reverent, let those that's in there, huh? Section by section. All right? Let those that are in the back there that's holding those prayer cards step right out front in that line there. Right section. Now, I want you to know, my brethren, sisters, that you don't have to wait for some special evangelist to come by.
No.
Your pastor has the same. Now, he may not be able to have that prophetic gift. That comes one in a generation. But look, he has the same rights to pray for you that I would. That discernment doesn't heal you. It only brings you God conscious that you're in the presence of God. But evangelist goes to town, does all the praying, all the baptizing. Then the people, when he leaves, the pastors, well, the people think their pastor's nothing. Your pastor is a man of God. He's led you safe this far. He can take you on. He's an instructed man of God. And I want you, each one of you, if you come through this prayer line and you don't believe this, stay out of it. You'll get worse. But if you really believe it, when you pass under anointed hands of God, I want you to go home testifying to the power of God. Leave out of here shouting and praising God that it's all over. I want you to do it. I want these pastors to help me. Oh, Brother Moore and Brother Hooper, and many of these brothers here that I know, and these fine bunch of pastors here, they're standing just forming me a little line right along here. This is the way we did it. I haven't done this for years. But while the Holy Spirit's still on me, I just seen something happen just then. While he's still here, while I can, while they have the same anointing and the same authority, that's all. We're going to lay hands on the sick. And the Bible said they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. The Bible said so. That's God's word. Come out here, brethren. Come out here and form your line. Right on here, go stand with these brothers. Now, when you come out, you people in this place, as you go out, go right out around the building, come right back in again. And now I'm going to ask someone to stand here. Maybe that little brother here. Come here and you check these lines, if you will, or some brother that can stand here and call them a session. Let the ministers now, the ministers, anointed servants of Jesus Christ, to stand right along here. I've got a couple of brothers here that's from Jeffersonville. Some of my associates from little sister churches from the Tabernacle. Brother Don Ruddle, great success in praying for the sick. Don, are you here? Brother Junior Jackson, a Methodist preacher, had just baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. He received the Holy Ghost. This other was a Church of God minister. I want you, brethren, praise for the sick around the Tabernacle. Come stand in this line with these brothers. That's all right, isn't it, brother? That's okay, isn't it? Sure. All right, come stand around. Where's Brother Wilbur Collins at? Another minister, Methodist minister, just received the Holy Ghost and baptized. I'd like for him to come. His little boy the other day was dying with a rheumatic fever. And the doctor said, don't even let him raise his head behind it, put a tube in his mouth. I come from Tucson to preach the seven seals. And when he did, he picked that baby up out of the bed and brought over there. No more he got in. And the Holy Spirit said, thus saith the Lord. Take the baby home, he's healed. He'll play with my little boy. Here's a brother standing right here now. His wife's in here. I guess Mikey's sitting here himself, right? Where you at, Mikey? Where you at? And the doctor's there. He is a mystery. The doctor said, break the health authorities, run that child in. The doctor went and examined him. He scratched his head, says he ain't one speck of it in.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
What is it? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Friends, the reason I call these men, they're ministers, they're pastors. They're a man that's called to pray for the sick, the same as I am or any other man. Now, I want you to know that your pastor has authority to do this. You don't have to wait for Oral Roberts or Jack Jones or me or nobody else. Jesus Christ is omnipresent.
Amen.
You believe him. Your pastor's called to do that. You've never been baptized after this meeting. Consult your pastor. Get right with God. If you ain't received the Holy Ghost, go to his church. He'll instruct you on what to do. Now, as you pass through, pray. And I want each person in here, each individual, I want you to pray. I want you to just march to the line. We're standing right here, this bunch of men, laying hands on these people. This pastor is going to stand here and call the roll. And when you pass by and these anointed hands, I'm going to pray for you now. And they're going to pray for you. And when they lay their hands up on you, remember, it's you're just as healed as you would be saved. The Bible said, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's God's promise. He'll do it if you believe it. But if you don't believe it, it won't work. And he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. It's done when they lay their hands on you, if you believe it. Do you believe it? Do you believe tonight that you've seen just as much real as that mother dear could produce to see Jesus Christ manifest himself among us? If you believe, he's here, say amen.
Amen.
And here he is. Let us bow our heads down. Now, here's my prayer for you with all my heart. Heavenly Father, I love you. You're my life. You're my hope.
Yes.
My God, my King.
Yes.
My healer, my keeper.
Yes.
Not only that, but I express the feelings of every believing Christian in here. That's what you are. Here stands man. Some of them stand here themselves sick. I know they are. Seeing your spirit hanging over them a few moments ago. Knowing them sick ministers, but their heart goes for their congregation of people, far from their own place to stand here in a prayer line to pray for their sheep. God bless that man. Bless each one of them. As we stand here as your representatives tonight of this truth, Bible truth, may each one of these men be so anointed that the Holy Spirit will, when they lay their hands upon the people, that at least a faith strike that person until they will accept the God-given gift of healing that you've promised them, Lord. And may each one come through, be so charged with expectation that they'll know that they're passing beneath the shadow of the cross where the blood of Jesus Christ atones for their confession. And his great august presence here with us now that proves that he's not dead, he's raised from the dead and a living among us. Then our hearts will burn as we go to our different homes tonight, saying, did not our hearts burn within us as he spoke to us along the way? I ask that your power will give such faith in these next few minutes to these sick people that there will not be a feeble person in our midst. I challenge every devil that has these people bound upon the authority of God's Word and the presence of Jesus Christ, who shed his blood to make every word a reality to every person that would believe. Satan, you are defeated. Your time is at hand. Leave these people in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out from them. We move the act of God by laying hands upon the sick, and they shall recover.
Only believe.
that believes with all your heart that Jesus Christ has will keep his word.
Yes.
If he kept his word for 2,000 years and said this will happen at the end time, then here it happens. He'll keep his word and said, if they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Do you believe? Do you accept it? Let us raise our hands together. And
watch, they're modern Sodom, remembering. See, the whole land has become a modern Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot, again living all over. Noah, living it all over. For his honest convictions tells him by the word that he's wrong. Look in Chicago, greater Chicago, and there are 300 preachers sitting there, and the Lord told me that night what they was going to do. They had a trap set for me. Me go on over there. I went and told Brother Carlson, I said, you'll not have it in that hotel. You'll have to take it to another place and it'll be a green room. And they got a trap set for me, haven't they, Brother Carlson? He dropped his head. He sat there in my office a few days ago when he come to Chicago and he said, I'll never forget that, Brother Branham. And I said, they got a trap set for me. Why, Brother Carlson? Are you afraid to tell me why? You and Tommy Hicks? It dropped me. I said, Tommy, won't you go speak? Said I couldn't do it. I said, I thought you said you'd do me a favor. I said, last night the Lord told me, you're going down there today and you find out you're not going to get that building. You're going to another building. Dr. Meade will be sitting on this side, that colored man, his wife, and things will be sitting out here, and so forth, where they'll all be sitting. I said, there'll be a Buddha priest there. And I said, now, find out! They got it against me because I preached the water baptism in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. They got it against me because I preached the serpent seed and against the evidence that every man speaks with tongues has got the Holy Ghost and things. I said, come down and watch God. Got in there, they went on there, and the very 2 hours from then or better. Sometime that afternoon, they called up Brother Carson, and he said, the guy that let him have that and paid a down payment on it, said we have to cancel because the manager said he'd already promised it to a band for that night, or that morning, and they couldn't have it. So we went out to the town and country, and that morning when we got in there and stood in there, and Brother Carson said, he's one thing, your brother might disagree with Brother Branham, but said, he's not scared to say what he believes. He said, he told me these things would happen just exactly the way they are. He said, now here he is. Let him speak for himself. I stuck the scripture. I'm not disobedient to the heavenly vision, as Paul said. I said, you've got it in for me for water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. Better than 300 of you. Introduce yourself as Dr. So-and-so and Dr. So-and-so. I said, I haven't even got a grammar school education. But I challenge any man here to bring your Bible and stand here by my side and deny one of the words that says that. You got no tape out here if you want to hear it. That was the quietest crowd you ever heard. I said, what's the matter? Is there anybody here tonight within that morning meeting? Let's see you hold your hand. Yeah, Lou, sure, look all around. I said, then if you can't support it, then keep off my back. Right. A lot of howling when you're around the corner but come face to face with the issue, it's different. Right. It's, that man went out. Tommy Hicks said, I want 300 of those tapes to send to every Trinitarian preacher I know of. That man shaking my hand said, we'll come down to the tabernacle and be baptized over. Where they at? Yeah. Excuses. I can't do it. My denomination won't let me do it. I married a wife. I bought an ox of yoke, or yoke of ox of it. I bought a piece of ground. I got to go look at it. See? Some of those things like excuses. Is that right? Is that life worthy of the gospel? If the gospel's right, let's set out everything we've got and live for it.
Praise the Lord.
Be a Christian. Yes, sir. Amen. Notice now if we close. But their excuses is their creeds and their denominations. It's like a tree. I was looking at Brother Banks the other day. I had a pine tree I planted when I first moved up there about 15 years ago or better. And I let them vines, the branches grow out on the pine tree, and we couldn't get the mower back around there, and there wasn't a sprig of grass anyhow. And I went out there and took a saw and sawed them limbs off until that pine tree was way up here where we could walk on it with a mower, and the prettiest bunch of grass you ever seen is under it. Now, what was it? The seed was there. It had to get the light. Yeah. And a as long as the denomination or excuses try to shatter that seed that you know actually lays there, you're taking the part of Lot. Throw them things away and let the gospel light shining up on that, the power of Jesus Christ. Yes, keeping the light off of it will keep it from living. For if the light ever gets to it, it will spring forth to life. That's the reason that people say don't go to some kind of meeting. They're afraid some of the light will strike one of their members. Now, I'm going to look down this prayer line. So far as I know, unless it's this man right here, I know him, and I know Gene Slaughter down there. I know him. Outside of that, and I don't know what they're standing there for. I have no idea what they're there for. God does know. And now, if you all know that I know nothing about you, raise up your hands. You're sinner. Now, how many in this audience knows that I know nothing about you? Raise up your hands. Now, how many is conscious that Jesus Christ knows about you?
Amen.
And how many will be willing to say this? I believe with all my heart that Jesus healed me when he was crucified at Calvary. Right. See? Now, if he has already done it, then it's your faith to accept it. Now, he cared enough to do it. Do you care enough to lay aside every doubt and believe it? Cast your cares on him, for he cares for you. Now, if you're sick, if you're afflicted, I've seen, well, you know, tens of thousands times thousands of things that the Holy Spirit has done.
Amen.
And you know that. Spastic, even to being dead, a man dropped dead right here on a platform, right here in front of us. About 3 weeks ago, his wife is a registered nurse sitting here. And the man went right down. He's sitting here somewhere. Here's his wife sitting here now. And here he is up here somewhere now. And here he's standing right here. Eyes went back, turned dark like that, right fell. I went out and she examined him. No heart, no pulse. I put my hands on him. He's gone. And just called for his spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. And he rose up.
Amen.
What is it? He is the resurrection and life. Wasn't me. That was the comforter that acted, the Holy Spirit making intercessions for us. See? We've accepted him. That's up to him to make intercessions. Then how much could God save you against your will? Certainly not. He can't heal you against your will. You've got to believe it. Now, what would be this? If he can prove, if God will let me by a divine gift, show you that Jesus Christ is here with us, that this Comforter is Jesus Christ. That he's the Word. In the beginning was the Word. Is that right? The Word was God, and the Word's made flesh and dwelt among us. And the Bible said in Hebrews 4 that the Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword, a discerner of the thoughts of the heart. Is that right? And that's what Jesus did to prove he was the anointed Word, Messiah. Oh, my. Don't you see that? What is Messiah? The anointed one. The anointed what? The anointed Word. And the Word was made flesh.
Amen.
He was that anointed Word. See that, Brother Vail? He is the anointed Word. And now, when you commit yourself to him, then he uses you beyond what you know, proving he's still the anointed Word, a discerner of the thoughts of the heart.
Amen.
Oh, how can anyone doubt? Just believe. Don't doubt. And now you sitting out there, I hit that subject this morning. When a little woman cared, she wasn't going to get in the prayer line, perhaps, but she touched the border of his garment, and he turned around. Do you believe that? You believe it can be done again today?
Yeah.
Now, how would you touch it? The Bible said he's a high priest. Right now, a high priest. Sitting at the right hand of the majesty of God to make intercessions upon our confession. We confess, we believe it, and we want to touch the high priest. And we touch him, how would he act? He's here in the form of the Holy Ghost. Then he'd speak right back to you and tell you just exactly. Is that right? Now you believe that and just keep seated, keep quiet, keep reverent, and watch. Now if you just do it at least three times, that'll be sufficient, won't it? Three times.
If he'll do it. One, two, three. If he'll do it. How do you do? Just a moment while we just pray. See, this is something that's a little different right now. Been preaching and turned to this. Now, I haven't called on the Lord for this for a long time. But Lord God knows my heart. And may He grant your request. I'm believing it that He'll do it.
Hallelujah.
Now, here stands a woman. We're strangers to each other. As far as I know, I never seen her in my life. She might have sat in some audience somewhere or know me by some literature. But the Heavenly Father knows, as far as I know, I never laid eyes on her in my life. She's a stranger. Now, if He's the same, here's a man and a woman meeting here like Jesus met a woman at the well that I talked about a while ago. He cared for her. Now, this woman perhaps are not guilty of the same thing the woman was, but there's something wrong. But He cares just as much about her as He does that woman. He cares. Now, and when she saw it, she recognized it. Now, here both of us standing here like this. I've never seen her. Now, if the great Holy Spirit, the unseen, now, if the senses of faith will declare Him to me, He's brought the senses of faith and His Word has brought it so close in this last days till He's got the picture of it there. He's brought it so close to our senses anointed has went away and seen Him come in here and move around in that form of a pillar of fire, hasn't He? Now, He's here. I know He's here. My faith says He's here. Now, if He can just materialize Himself enough in here to catch this woman's life, see, as He promised He would do, the Holy Spirit would do the same work He did. Now, I've been preaching, I just want to talk to you a minute in order just to see, like He did the woman at the well, He said, bring me a drink. You know, it's just, He's probably sitting there thinking about them going away getting food, and then He had to talk to her a minute, you know. The Father had sent Him up there. He was going to Jericho, and He went up to Samaria. That's up on the mountain. He had need to go by there. Well, somehow or another, I had need. The Father sent me from Arizona here. And you come in. So it's all just the same thing. Nothing happens by chance. It all happens for some reason. Grace of God is right. Now, not knowing you, and you look real healthy, it might not be that you're here for. It might be something else. It might be some loved one. It might be domestic, financial. I have no way of knowing. You know that. But if He'll explain to me what you're here for, you'll know what's the truth or not. Will the audience believe with one heart then?
Yeah.
Now you hear us, this tape, and we're just standing here on the platform. The lady, I see her holding her head up like this. She has headaches. That's Father, like migraine headaches. It's persistent headaches coming all the time. That is true. That's right. Raise up your hand.
Hallelujah. Hold it.
See?
Hold
it. I'm trying. Another thing, she has a thyroid trouble that she's been told, anyhow. That's bothering you. Now, he's right. It's a thyroid. And then you just have complications, just many things wrong with you. Nervous, upset, get frustration, sometimes wonder where I'm standing, where I'm in or out. That's right. It's the truth. Now, he knows you. You couldn't hide now if you had to, see. You believe in telling me who you are? Well, Viola, you return home. Jesus Christ. Do you believe? I know not. Jesus Christ knows all things. There's another stranger to me. God knows both of us. Do you believe me to be His prophet, His servant? You believe these things that I preach, how this word is the truth? You do. If the Lord Jesus will tell me what you're here for, you believe me to be His servant, and He's doing this because He cares for you. His care is for you. He's doing that because He cares for you. He's caring for these others that's come in the line. He cares for them. You've had trouble, an accident, automobile accident. You're all shook up about it. That's right. You got trouble with your limb. That's right. It's going to get well, and the nervousness is going to leave you. So just go ahead home thanking the Lord and saying, praise the Lord. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. All right. Do you believe? I don't know you. You're a stranger to me, but God knows you. You believe He can tell me the reason that you're here or something other about you? Would you believe it? There's another woman. Wasn't you, did? No, it isn't. It's you. You're here for somebody. You're for somebody. It's your mother. That's right. She's got something wrong with her limb, too. That's right. She isn't here. She's near a place, looks to me like English, about somewhere down here. That's right. You believe? All right, go on. There's two women, and one of them is much older, so I wonder where it was at. I looked to see where it was at. The Lord God knows all things, doesn't He? And He can do all things. You believe that? Amen. Isn't He wonderful? I love Him. He's my life. He's all that I have. He's all that I want. Now, don't even follow that lady. There's another lady sitting there that's bothered with nervousness, and she's got a growth under her arm. Is that right? When she put her hands on you, then you felt a real funny feeling. Wasn't that right? That's when He healed you. You're going to be well. Look where she's at. The woman that was praying for her. See, did you notice when she was praying for her, what happened? See, I seen another woman, and I looked that way. There's a great feeling. They must know one another something, or be acquainted with each other, because that woman was having a feeling for this woman here. And then this woman goes down and touches her, and when she did, I looked and I seen something out of there. She was standing right there. I've never seen that woman in my life. God in heaven knows that. Oh, my. Why would you doubt? If thou canst believe, He can even take habits away from you. Do you believe that? You believe He'll make you whole? Go ahead and you'll stop it right now and never smoke another one. Go on, leave it all here. Have faith. Don't doubt. Are you believing? Have we had three yet? Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Just believe. You believe His anointing is here now?
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Don't doubt. Believe. I'm going to lay hands on you and believe. Would you believe with me?
Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus Christ, let this brother be healed. Amen. Have faith now. Don't doubt. Just a moment. There's something happened back out there in the audience and I couldn't see him. It's right back in here. I think it's hid from me right now. Here it is. It's sitting in a shadow. It's a man. And he's suffering with nervousness. He's got a boy. He's got epilepsy. Believe with all your heart, sir. Do you? That's it. All right, lay your hand on that boy there and it'll be all right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Are you believing? That devil thought he could hide from that. But he failed. You believe? That thing's still moving somewhere. Oh, my. For grace is here.
Hallelujah.
Another epileptic here somewhere. Yeah, here it is. Right here. You believe. Have faith. You believe God knows you? You go back to Ohio. Be made well. Mr. Nelson T. Grant. That's your name. If you believe, then things will leave you and never bother you no more. I've never seen a man in my life with more than body. You can't hide it now. The Holy Spirit's here. Let's just bow our heads and give praise to God. Lord Jesus, we thank You. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your grace never fails, Lord. It's the same all the time. I pray that your great mercy and goodness will rest upon the people. You care enough, Lord, to come and vindicate yourself. You are God. You are the great Holy One, the great Holy Spirit. Now may these people believe, Lord, as they pass through here, and every one of them be healed. As your anointing is here, I lay myself across these handkerchiefs. I pray, Lord, that you'll grant these requests, Father. Grant it, Lord, both here in the audience, and may every person that's in divine presence care enough now to believe that you cared enough to raise up in the last day among your people and to prove you can't heal them, Lord. You can't do what you've already done. You already heal them. And this is the only thing that can be done to make them believe, and you care enough, although as much unbelief as we stagger through, you still care enough to show yourself alive and raised from the dead among us. May we cast our cares on thee, and every person in divine presence be healed both of their soul and body. Through Jesus Christ's name, amen. All right. Come right through this way. Let the people come right along this. All right. Billy will call them section by section. Don't, let's not talk no more. They're on and gone. See? I won't lay hands on you while this is here. I can't stop on that discernment. If I do, how many sure do you pray for? Raise up your hand. About 70%. See, it's right now 10 minutes to 1. The baptismal service coming up after this. I can't do it. But you can believe if he cares enough to show himself. You already care enough to believe. Is that right? All right, let the whole audience pray. And Billy or Brother Neville, one will use this microphone. Let's keep our heads down and pray while they pass through line. Now I'm going to pray for every one of you now. Lay hands up on them. And ask that every possessed that you have an evil will pass from you as you pass under this anointed spot just now. If I have to put it like that, the anointing's back there is singing for this year. But I'll make it for your faith. Say that. Everybody pray now. Heal that. I offer my sincere prayer, each one. You care now. Jesus cares. Jesus sent the message. Jesus sent His Spirit. Jesus sent His Word. Jesus sent His servant. We all care. Yes. How do you? Yes. If you care, believe it, accept it.
Amen.
To be done.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, heal my brother. In the name of Jesus, heal this hospital. In Jesus' name, heal my sister. In Jesus' name, heal my brother. God, in the name of Jesus, come with all sincerity. Don't doubt nothing. Just believe it. Everybody pray now. This is our people passing here, God's children. Believe. God has waited so long. May this be that very hour. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Grant Billy's soul. Thank you.